And so that they were so, we had a friend up there that was a lawyer. He taught law and was very smart. So he was getting all up everything he could about him. And I started to send it to the president of the school, but instead I sent it to Ed because I thought he was getting it everything up, and I'd rather give it to him because he was my friend. And so he then wrote me the sweet letter about it and said that he cherished that more than anything. So he has since died, and I don't know what became of it. I hope it went to the university. Because they moved his house there.
Well, isn't that something? I didn't know that. I was just in Fayetteville. I'd like to have seen that.
And then in when we were in, my mama took me to see Aunt Jimmy. Of course, I was just 2 weeks old, and she thought that they hadn't seen me. And I had a kind of a breaking out on my lips from teeth and beginning to teeth. And so when I got up there, if I didn't have meningitis.
Oh, no.
And they,
and when you got to Fort Smith?
Yeah. And then Mama had been trying to cure it up as fast as she could with Cuticure salve and soap, just using everything, you know, so I wouldn't look so bad when she saw me. So then when I had that, then Papa came up there. He was going to go up there and go in business. And when he got there, he had a congestive chill. He said, this place is not for us. And so then he came down here, and he had a shoe store down here. But he didn't have it but a little while. He had it with his brother. But he didn't have it but a little while because he didn't like that. He had a drug store at Mount Vernon when he married Mama. And you had to go then in hacks down to Little Rock to get your medicine. And so when he went down there one night, and he had a man that slept in that store. You know, they used to have to sleep in the stores because they didn't have lawyers, I mean policemen and things around. And so he was sleeping in the store, went to sleep smoking, and burnt the store down. And when Papa came with his medicine, had no stove. Well, the people up there then said, well, they would build, would furnish the lumber and build the stove if he would just stay. But Mama said no, she wasn't going to stay up there any longer. That she told him when she married that she'd stay 5 years. And it was almost 5 years then when that happened. And so anyhow, she said she thought she'd have to move away so that the children, she just had two, but my brother and I. So that when we were older to go to school somewhere besides up there. And so that's what she did. Well, then she, Papa had a job down to Little Rock. He was a bookkeeper down there in a big wholesale store. And he, in that store, he could add up three columns at one time. He was smart as he could be. And so then he got sick and died. And when he died, why, Mama applied for a place in Galloway before Galloway was finished. And she got it as a musician, and she was a music teacher. And she was organist at the church, and she was always in something of the church. And so she, all the years that she played the organ, she never got one penny. She didn't want them to pay her even, because she said that was her donation for the church.